League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, here we go. Can't believe it. Time to make it rain on a Tuesday, August the 13th, 2019. Welcome in, Joe Ranieri. Dane Martinez hanging with you here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network as we got a lot going on here in the world of sports. Big games tonight in Major League Baseball. We're getting ready for week two there of the preseason in the NFL. We're seeing some crazy line movement in a couple of these games. And we've got plenty of headlines from around the NFL, including an update on Mr. Drama himself, Antonio Brown. And, you know, I guess we'll start there, Dane. And we learned yesterday that tonight, Hard Knocks will be on HBO. It'll be the second week of the show. And we were wondering yesterday, with all of the threatening to retire with Antonio Brown, what were they going to show? As you pointed out, that the Raiders control the messaging on that show, not the NFL, not HBO. The Raiders have total creative control of that. We were wondering, what are they going to do? Well, as it turns out, they're not going to do anything because Antonio Brown put the fire out himself. He got a ruling from the arbitrator who said, listen, man, can't wear a 10-year-old helmet, but we'll give you some leeway here. If you can find the brand of helmet that you like, less than 10 years old, will allow you to wear it. Now, the only problem with that, of course, is they discontinued making that helmet back in 2011. So the chances of him finding that helmet are going to be slim to none anyway. So he basically threw his hands up in the air and told everyone yesterday that, listen, it's, you know, I was hurt. We tried. I wanted the helmet. It didn't work out. So I'm looking forward to getting back with my teammates. So I guess no harm, no foul here. But again, I'm going to be very interested to see how this plays out on Hard Knocks, because Gruden said all the right things, but I don't, you know, sometimes what happens with this show is the cameras get in players' faces, and sometimes they record some things maybe that might not be all that flattering for their new teammate there, Antonio Brown. It'll be interesting to see what happens tonight.
It will be interesting to see. Good morning, Joe. Good morning, degenerates of Make It Rain. Let's cock-a-doodle do it. You say, but that's the thing, though, Joe. You said the Raiders have that control. They're going to approve whatever's out there. So I don't think they're going to have any clips, even of other teammates being like, yo, what's up with AB? He's a diva or anything like that. I don't think anything like that will get stuck on the cutting room floor, Joe. It just will. You know, I think we all want it because we want to see the drama. It's like rubbernecking for a car accident, right? We want to see it. But I don't think it's going to happen, you know. And the other part, Joe, you said Antonio put the fire out himself? Come on, Joe. Who? It was like the Billy Joel song, "We Didn't Start the Fire." Come on now. He put it out. He started it. I think you're giving him a little bit of leeway on that one. And here's the other thing I would say of what you said. You said his helmet manufacturer stopped creating them in what, like 2011?
Yeah.
Let's say, and I'm not positive what brand it is. Let's say it's like Riddle or something like that, Wilson, whatever. If I'm that brand, I'm hollering at Antonio Brown's agent right now. You know what I mean? Being like, we've been discontinued for 8 years, but we'll make you one, bro. You know, as long as you keep on talking about how ours is the best and you're a glorified pitch man for us, I don't think that's any obstacle, to be quite honest. If they discontinued 8 years ago and they're not going to certify anything more than 10 years ago, then he can find that 2011 version of the helmet and rock with it, you know? And the last thing, Joe, when you say no harm, no foul, Yeah, there is. And I think the harm really is in the time and chemistry and familiarity. He needs reps with Carr at his quarterback. You know, he needs that back. Remember, we were just talking about Mason Rudolph and James Washington? Yeah, they hit a back shoulder throw for a touchdown in that preseason game. How he gets in and out of his cuts, back shoulder throws, where he wants the ball. These are all kinds of things that already are a disadvantage when you're starting with a new team. Oh, and now, you know, he's just missed opportunities. So I do think there's harm, and I do think there's a foul there.
And that's why I'm curious to see tonight what's going to go on, because sometimes, you know, that intersection of ratings and quality television versus, hey, what's the big deal? If he's okay and says I'm coming back to the Raiders, it'll be interesting to see how they frame it tonight and what they allow to go on there, because sometimes I'm wondering how it's playing him not being in camp. Are they pretending like nothing's going on? Are they pretending that, you know, he's there, but he's not really? It'll be interesting to see how they allow that to get framed tonight in this game. And by the same time, listen, we all waited for him to announce his retirement yesterday, which cracks me up, that he was somehow threatening lawsuits and all this. And then in 24 hours, the arbitrator rules against him, and he's like, all right, listen, you know, we tried, hopefully I can find a helmet, but you know what? I'm really looking forward to getting back with my, like, these wild swings in emotion with him are mind blowing to me. It's like you made all of this noise 48 hours ago about a damn helmet that you knew was coming 3 years now. And now all of a sudden, once you got ruled against, you'd completely about face and be like, yeah, you know, listen, guys, you know, I was heard, you know, that's all I can do. And, you know, I'm just looking forward to getting back with my teammates. Well, why the hell didn't you say that to begin with and let us know that, listen, I just want to be heard. If I can wear it, I can wear it. Great. You're threatening lawsuits. You're threatening everything else. Like, these wild swings scare the crap out of me.
I told you. I think something's going on with him, Joe.
Yeah,
I told you, I'm serious. Like, maybe I said it here, but I definitely said it on Freestyle. You know how, like, actors, comedians, musicians, they go through that phase in their career where they're a little off or they're a little eccentric? Yeah. Like, Dave Chappelle went off the deep end for a little while. Eminem had an album or two that you were like, whoa, bro, you all right? Everything okay?
Yep.
I think Antonio Brown is going through his eccentric phase like a crazy artist. I really do.
It's
the frosted tips of his hair, the dancing with the stars, the interviews he gave after the Steelers stuff, the cryogenic chamber. I'm sorry, Joe, but after a while, there's just too much stuff. Like, maybe we need to wrap our arms around Antonio.
This guy is going to get, I don't think it matters what you do to him. And, you know, his Steelers teammates said it. They warned everybody, guys, it has gotten progressively worse over the years.
That's why it was a third and a fourth-round pick, Joe, and not a first-round pick. Maybe the league knew.
Don't know what can be next for Antonio Brown, but we'll try to figure it out. Coming up here, Make It Rain, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes your congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be, so we do everything to protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. WeatherTech.com. Proudly made in America.
Lover of floor.
El Puig. All right. All right, people, welcome back as we try to make heads or tails on Make It Rain, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Dane Martinez, Joe Ranieri, we're trying to put the pieces together here, trying to figure out what is going on in Antonio Brown's head. That's not going to happen. But still makes for compelling television tonight just to see how the Oakland Raiders are going to frame this entire debacle this week of wild swings of emotion where screw all y'all, I'm suing, and then all of a sudden it's like, hey guys, thanks for listening, I'm good to go, I can't wait to show up, I want to be on my, thanks for the feet, and the, you know, thanks for all the concern of my feet and everything. Oh my word, just ridiculous. Now, a couple of other stories of note here, which is definitely significant, maybe way more significant than anything Antonio Brown can say. And Dane and I have been telling you here for a while now, guys, that this is a concern. And if you are an Indianapolis Colts backer, once again, Frank Reich comes out and says he's going to miss another week of practice. He's going to miss another preseason game. Like, this dude, Andrew Luck, can't even get out on the field here, guys. All right? This calf situation, which we warned you about, is not going away anytime soon. And quite honestly here, to me, I think it's going to be a couple of weeks into the season before we actually see him, which means get ready for Jacoby Brissett. But the truth about calf injuries is that it is so easy to take 2 steps forward and 10 steps back. If it is not 100% fully healed and you go out on that field, you go back to square one. Now, keep in mind, this happened in April. Like April, and here we are, guys, in August, and he's still not able to go out there and practice with his team because it's sore. And I know what that feeling's like. That feeling of soreness is like, if I push this thing, it's going to pop. I'm going to be back to square one. And
you mean like Kevin Durant? Worse,
yeah, even worse is the hesitation, because you know it. You can feel it in your calf that you know, like, ooh, it's – so now you've got doubt that's creeping in. So I don't think this is just a simple, he's putting on some ice, he'll be back next week. I think they're going to keep pushing this off, Dan. I think this is going to be a problem come the start of the season.
Yeah, it might be. You know, it's like at some point, in case of emergency, break open glass, right? Kind of right. Thing. And like, are we there yet? We might be. You know, here's what I would say back to you, Joe. If this wasn't the Colts and Andrew Luck, if the same thing was happening with some other team and some other player, would you be less concerned? Like, are you more concerned because it's the Colts and we all have the memory of 2 years ago when the Colts were like, yeah, he'll be back. He'll be fine. Yeah, it'll be week one. Yeah, it'll be okay. And he wound up missing the whole season. Like, if you didn't have that experience with this exact franchise and this exact player, would you be less concerned? I think that's an interesting question, because I would be. Because part of this is me being like, oh, here we go again with the Colts lying to us about Andrew Luck. And that's still fresh in my mind. But you're absolutely right, Joe, like, this could be a concern. And remember, when you say Colts backers, I am a Colts backer. I have the Colts in the AFC Championship game. I think if fully healthy, they take a huge step under Frank Reich. The last thing I would say here, Joe, is we have talked before about the idea of the backup quarterback and how a backup quarterback can get you through 2, 3, 4 kind of weeks. And I'm going to tell you right now, Jacoby Brissett is one of the best backup quarterbacks in the NFL. So maybe that is also why the Colts are like, we could let this go to mid-September if need be. But this is definitely a concern, especially when you consider, Joe, that, you know, this is not a new thing. He's had this, you know, injury since April, and it's still in August, hasn't gotten to the point where he can get out on the field. So if it's been 4 months like that, it makes me less optimistic that just another week is going to matter. Yeah. He's had 4 months.
Yeah, lingering soreness. And, you know, unfortunately, we've seen this not just with the Colts. We've seen this with organizations, their star franchise quarterback, a la Cam Newton, for instance, last year, who gutted it out, but he couldn't throw more. You know, he looked like Peyton Manning at the end, couldn't throw, you know, these ducks 10 yards. Listen, it's an issue, and it's continuing to be an issue. And all that we've learned about where it is, you know, it's not a finger, it's not a hand, this is a calf, which makes it almost impossible to even kind of wing it, because you're always one step away from pulling it, and then all of a sudden you're back to square one. So just
is
saying
it his right calf also is it
his it's
right?
His right calf as well,
like, so that's his plant leg when he's throwing.
Exactly. And so I don't blame them for being cautious. And listen, I hope he's out there in 3 weeks. You know what I mean? I hope it's out there. But from what we know, and for how long this injury has been going on, the only real remedy for this is to stay off it. And that's going to be a problem for them. So we'll see what happens. But keep that in mind. Also keep in mind, guys, that we told you yesterday, the Dallas Cowboys were going to be in trouble if they got to go into the season with not one, not two, but 3 disgruntled players all looking for contract extensions and not getting them. But yesterday, sure enough, we had heard that Dak, we had told you he turned down $30 million, right? We had heard that rumor yesterday, the report that $30 million, but you and I both, we justified it by saying, guys, listen, $30 million a year is nice, but $30 million with, you know, $30 million guaranteed or $30 million with $90 million guaranteed is a totally different ballgame. It's all about the guaranteed money. So yesterday, what gets leaked in the afternoon? We get to hear that Yeah, he's seeking $40 million now. Yeah, they upped it, and now he's seeking $40 million. He won't consider anything less. Then you've got another reporter comes out. Jen Slater, by the way, of the NFL Network, was the one that reported that he's asking 40. And then you had Jory Epstein of the USA Today, who's in Dallas. I know Jory. And she came out and reported, that's a total crock. That's not lying. That's not happening. That's not even close. And here we go again with the rule of thumb. And what do we always say, Dane? Consider who benefits from the story being leaked. And the story with Jen Slater, well, that makes Dak Prescott look like a greedy SOB, and that's not going to win Dak an awful lot of favoritism from the fans. And then, of course, Jory comes out because Jory is a player's reporter. Guys, I can tell you that right now. She comes out and goes, whoa. That's not even remotely close to what's going on, obviously, making Dak look good. So this is the point we're at right now. And this was our point yesterday, Dane, that you better figure this out before you start playing football, man, because this thing could snowball out of control.
Yep, absolutely. And then what I said is I don't trust Jason Garrett to be able to handle it when they're in season. You know, there's certain teams, certain leaders, certain players that I don't think respond well to adversity. Okay, and I think Dallas is involved. We've already spoken about another guy in Cam Newton earlier this hour that I believe fits in that same category. But with the Dallas Cowboys, yeah, they got to get this figured out. If you're starting to get stories that may be coming from the Joneses' side to paint Dak in an interesting light so that the fans are like, nah, he's not worth that anyway. It's okay. We can move on. That's how people shape the narrative, okay? And like you said, Joe, if we are at that stage already with these Cowboys – it's going to go left real quick, people. I'm telling you. And then what do we also see a little bit higher up on I-95? The Philadelphia Eagles going about their business with what I believe is one of the best rosters in all of football, as long as Carson Wentz can stay healthy. So the Cowboys need to get their act in order and worry about the three other teams in the division besides, you know, these 30, 35, 40 million. But I think it does bring up the question again, Joe, and it is our poll question. Is a mid-level quarterback worth more than an elite running back in today's NFL? And the votes are pretty interesting. I know we got to go to break, Joe, but we should check in on this poll and talk about it a little bit more on the other side here on Make It Rain.
The truth is, guys, the reality of the situation is probably somewhere in the middle. So it's probably not 40, but it ain't 30. It's always somewhere in the middle. We'll talk about the more headlines in the NFL. Take a look at this week's matchups. Coming up, Make It Rain.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover student loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Maid Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to maidsailors.com. That's maidsailors.com.
Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept, where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections, and now the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build the optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Fantasy Football Frenzy.
Jim, you did good, except your team's pretty old. That's the one thing.
It's a redraft. It's not a dynasty. I'm not looking for 3 years from now. I'm looking at this year. You know what? I don't care how old my guys are. My guys are going to decimate this league.
Wow.
I don't know what the heck the rest of you guys were even smoking.
There were other people who had good drafts, Jim.
Well, George.
What about me? I got nothing?
Man, not really.
Watch live weekdays 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern on the FNTSY YouTube channel.
All right, here we go on this Tuesday, August the 13th. Time to make it rain on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez, thank you guys very much for hanging out with us as we take a look at the schedules ahead of us, not only in the NFL, but of course, Major League Baseball yesterday had a abbreviated schedule, and it's interesting because yesterday we had only, eight games, Tay. I believe there were one, two, three. Yeah,
eight,
there
was. Houston got postponed. Yeah.
And in four of them, four of the eight, actually half of the games, we we had teams score more than 10 runs. So that's there were eight games yesterday. Four of them, the winning team scored at least 10 runs, showing once again that, yeah, the overs, especially when it comes to the Yankees and Orioles. And I mean, hell, you got one team, all right, covering the over in many of these situations here. The days of pitchers' battles.
There wasn't a number on board last night, right?
Zero unders last night. Crazy, actually crazy. We had one push in Colorado and Arizona, but that was 14. So that doesn't even really count. Yeah, that doesn't even count. But the Yankees and the Orioles, it seems like to me they've played 500 times this year. And every time we talk about them, we're talking about video game, because that's what it feels like you're watching. Like you're watching a video game, like it's MLB The Show, and you're just, it's a home run derby. You're teeing off. And once again, we had seven home runs in this doubleheader by the Yankees alone. Hell, Gleyber Torres again had two home runs in the nightcap, two three-run bombs. Finally, Brandon Hyde, the manager of the Orioles, is like, walk him in the eighth inning. There were two guys on, and they walked his ass to first. They're like, get out.
Barry Bonds treatment.
We haven't seen that, the like Bonds kind of thing. And it's embarrassing on one level. I don't know. We've never seen it. At least we haven't seen it since I think Lou Gehrig did it back in the 30s against the Indians, where you would rattle off. But the dudes hit 13 home runs against the team in 16 games. Dane, that is unheard of. That is just, how bad is the pitching in Major League Baseball? How bad is the pitching versus the juiced ball? Because to me, the only reason a dude's got 13 home runs in 16 games against one team is your pitching sucks. I don't care about the ball, juice ball or no juice ball. The pitching, I think, in Major League Baseball is well below average. And I think that's the bigger problem than the juice ball.
Yeah, I mean, listen, we've been talking about the pitching with expansion and ballparks and all that stuff for years. And you're right, Joe. I mean, listen, the Orioles have given up 760 runs so far this season. I'm trying to find who's like the second worst in Major League Baseball. And I see the Rockies have given up 697. But remember the ballpark they play in. And yet that's still 60, 70 runs less than the Baltimore Orioles. We were talking about it last night, Joe, on In-Game Live. It was me, Gabe, and Brian Leonard. And Brian Leonard made a really interesting point. He said, if you take out the Orioles games, the Yankees' run differential is not as impressive. Their team offensive stats are not as impressive. Gleyber Torres being a microcosm, right? Like, if you back out his, 14 homers against the Orioles, he doesn't look as strong. And that does kind of cause concern because maybe this Yankees juggernaut looks so great against really bad pitching. And this has been my point all season long. When they get into the playoffs and they have to see, you know, whether it's a Cleveland staff or a Houston staff, this team that has been teeing off on what is in essence AAA pitching may not be able to make the leap up when they see good pitching in a playoff atmosphere when it's 45 degrees outside and all they're relying on is the three-run homer instead of, you know, a little hit and run or hitting the ball oppo. That causes concern, and this is an exact microcosm of that fear for me.
Yeah, and I would argue, though, that that is a very flawed way to look at it. If you take – they've only played – 16 games, and I guarantee you mentioned over 700 runs. Well, if you took all of the Baltimore Orioles games away from all the teams that have played,
right,
I'm sure the numbers are different. The Yankees are still, for the 13th time in franchise history, they've got 79 wins through 120 games. So if only 16 of them are played against the Orioles, I would argue that, okay, so what? Pull all the rest of the runs from everyone else. They're still playing and they're still dominating almost every team that they face. And listen, the pitching is going to be a concern, but I think pitching is more of a concern for Major League Baseball. Forget about Colorado. Like, you can't have teams like the Baltimore Orioles, the Detroit Tigers. I mean, you can go down the list. You can't be giving up 16 runs here, 13 runs there. What did Toronto score? 19 runs yesterday against against Texas. Like, and by the way, that was like their number three or four starter for Texas. Like, what the hell is going on with everyone wants to point to the ball. Oh, it's the juice ball. Well, listen, I get it. Launch angle, juice ball. It's not hindering, but baseball pitching. And we've heard it. We usually hear this always in spring training. Like, we stopped trying to teach guys how to be pitchers. And we just, because we just rotate dudes in for an out here or an inning there. And listen, Cleveland yesterday, Brad Hand, one of the best closers in a game. It's 2 days in a row now. He's blown a save in the ninth inning. We've seen it from Chapman. We've seen this. The Washington Nationals almost lost again last night because their bullpen is crap. Like, baseball's got an issue. If you don't have a lights out Verlander, who even obviously we saw him loss against Baltimore. And by the way, all the guys that dominate starting pitching wise in Major League Baseball, they're kind of dudes from a different era, aren't they? Like Greinke and Verlander and Cole. They're not the Chris Paddocks or the Lucchesis. You know, they're not these young guys. It's the old guys.
I'll tell you part of it, Joe. You know how everybody in hitting right now is being taught with launch angle, the bat path, that stuff? Right. Pitching is being taught with just high velocity, and that's it. And guess what? The bat path matches the high velocity. The names you're talking about, I made this point a month ago with like the Chicago White Sox and how they have a lot of good young talent hitters. But when they face the quote-unquote crafty lefty or the veteran lefty kind of guy, they don't do well, right? So what I think you may be speaking to when you say these pitchers of a bygone era, it's because they're pitchers, not just fireball velocity, right?
Exactly.
So they can keep you off balance, add and subtract, use a different arm angle. David Cone used to invent pitches on the mound, literally live in an inning, right? And pitchers aren't doing that these days. They think it's all, you know, analytics, spin rate, velo, and that's it. In the same way that the batters are just thinking launch angle, bat path, exit velo. And, you know, sometimes these older or veteran or crafty guys, you know, they actually pitch and they know how to avoid the bat instead of just trying to overpower it. I really think that has something to do with it, Joe.
And listen to me, it all goes back to the analytics aspect of it and how it in many aspects of the game has taken over, and not for the better. Because, you know, look, this week we had a Tampa Bay Rays pitcher, 8 2/3 innings, was throwing a shutout, you know, of two hit, three hit baseball. And you brought the dude, you took him out of the game with nobody on base with 8 2/3. Like, why not let that guy finish the damn game? I mean, it was 1-0, but you let him go 8 2/3. You're not going to let him get the final out. And the kid was pissed. But again, that's analytics at play here. Instead of letting that kid learn how to finish and how to close out a game number what? Like 112 of the season? Like, if you don't let the guys learn how to pitch, then how in the hell are these guys ever going to get better? How is this next generation of pitcher ever going to get better?
It starts in the minor leagues, Joe. It starts in the minor leagues that they're only allowed to throw like 80 pitches in the start in the minor leagues. I remember, I think Nolan Ryan is like part owner of the Rangers, you know, and he actually had it come from him that in the Texas minor league system, nah, stretch them out. Let them go more than 100 because they have to, it's muscle memory. They have to get used to it. Think about it. When you train for a marathon, you don't run 2 miles to practice. You run 20 to practice, you know, and that's what it's about here. And I think it starts in the minor leagues with how they are being taught and developed. And, you know, the teams say because they're such prized, expensive assets that the teams don't want to expose them to the risk. And that's where you get the push and pull of this, Joe.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man, I'm watching those games again last night, only 8 of them and 4 of them were getting to be football scores. I'm like, this is embarrassing. Like, this is embarrassing for Major League Baseball that we continue to get this every damn night. There's always one or two of these games where it gets crazy. And yet, you know, tonight we've got the Mets taking on the Braves on the road here. You got Zach Wheeler going on a mound. You got Max Fried. You know, and you look at these types of series and you go, maybe it's just so top heavy. Maybe we're focusing on the bottom half too much. But, you know, you got I'm pretty sure there's not going to be 19 runs scored by one team in this game tonight. Or maybe I'm wrong. And maybe that's even the scarier part, is going, there is somewhere in the back of our mind, we look at these games here and we're going, it could be a meltdown. And that's crazy to me, because how many times 10 years ago, Dane, would you ever look at two teams battling for a playoff spot or going, oh, man, you got to watch out because the over is it's liable here. They could score 18 runs. Like, what? Like, it doesn't exist anymore. In many parts, it's frustrating because I don't recognize this game on so many different levels. And that's not a good thing, I don't think.
Yeah, you talk about two quality starters on the hill, right? And yeah, Joe, the total's still 9.5.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yep. Exactly. Yep.
So what is it going to take for you to take an under? Where have the 7.5s gone? What would it take for you to take an under 8 these days? Who would the two starters have to be, Joe? Honestly.
That's a good question. We'll answer that coming up.
Game time decisions.
I understand where AB's going. He's comfortable with that helmet. He plays well. Maybe this new helmet makes him look like the Great Kazoo. Too big and it's funny. Whatever. Yeah, we all know these players, though, they want to look good more than anything else. So I sort of get that. But it's wrong. The NFL's trying to help you here, and you don't want to be helped. And now you're blaming the Raiders for this? What do you want them to do? I mean, what do you want the Players Association to do here? It's okay for some players not to have as much protection as other players? It just doesn't make any sense.
Watch live weekdays 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern on the FNTSY YouTube channel.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sportsbook. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager up to $500. Today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details. Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy, and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the 8th Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
All right, we got ourselves a bit of line movement going on this week in some of these NFL preseason week two matchups. We'll give you the latest on that coming up. Want to welcome you in. It is Make It Rain, people on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. He is Dane Martinez. I am Joe Ranieri. I want to thank you guys very much for making us a part of your morning as Dane and I are discussing the ridiculousness that that has been the Baltimore Orioles against the New York Yankees. But not just, you know, that's just one shining example of many in the game this year that have us scratching our head because, to me, juice ball aside, pitching is the biggest problem in Major League Baseball right now from the standpoint of there's not enough quality pitching. There, we have stopped trying to cultivate pitchers. We have stopped trying to teach guys how to pitch. Instead, we opt for numbers and spreadsheets and analytics, and guys aren't able to perfect their craft like you can do in pretty much every other sport except for right now pitchers in Major League Baseball, because they're pulled no matter what the situation is, no matter how you, whatever your eyes are telling you. It's what does the spreadsheet say? And that has led us to some ridiculous, hitting what? To 13 home runs in 16 games Gleyber Torres has against the Orioles. Like, what is the analytics telling you in that, Baltimore, besides the fact that you shouldn't pitch to them? Like, just walk them every time.
Walked them. 4-14. That was probably because of the analytics, Joe. They walked them in the eighth.
It's dude, ridiculous.
At the analytics.
But I
you're not walking a middle infielder unless the analytics
too.
Tell you so,
I
Joe.
Think it skews our view when you have teams like Baltimore, Detroit, you have these poor teams right now that are giving up all of these runs and all of these home runs and everything else. When you break down the numbers and you start, all right, let's pull those away, Houston, New York, all of a sudden you're going, well, maybe these teams aren't as dominant as I think they are, Dane.
Yeah, you know, so we've talked about run differential before on this show, Joe, as a stat. Like, for example, earlier in the season when we're in May and June, we were looking for teams that were like, you know, below 500 but with a positive run differential to start to, as an indicator that they may start to play better, things of that nature. It's a stat that I like, okay? And so the Dodgers are plus 192. That's the best run differential in all of baseball, okay?
Okay.
The Astros, not surprisingly, second best in all of baseball at plus 184. Okay. The Yankees, not surprisingly, the third best in baseball. Their run differential for the season with their 79-41 record is plus 159. They have scored 159 more runs than their opponents so far this season. Joe, they've gone 15-2 against the Baltimore Orioles. In those 17 games, Joe, their run differential against the Orioles is plus 62. Joe, so they're plus 159 for the entire season, Joe. More than a third of their run differential has been made up in the 17 games against the Orioles. So you take out those 15-2. I'm going to do some quick math. That means with the Yankees would still be, 64-39, which is still a great record. But that would be a run differential of only like 97 or something, which would be less than the Rays run differential, less than the Twins. Now, I understand those teams are probably beaten up on the Orioles as well and have good run differentials there as well. But it speaks to what I've been saying about kind of regular season baseball versus postseason baseball. We talk about it with the Minnesota Twins being able to slug their way, maybe, right? We talk about the Yankees looking so hot. Breivik, Valeria, Mike Ford, Gio Urshela, it doesn't matter, right? When we get to October, you can't fatten up like this on other teams, and the mashing doesn't work as same. So, you know, it's nice that they get this gaudy stuff now, but it's like a college football team running up the score against Southwest Nosebleed State. And then what happens when they get deep into the conference schedule? You know, that would still, that's still my concern for these Bronx Bombers.
And, you know, listen, the Astros were almost a $5 favorite over the Baltimore Orioles and lost over the weekend. So we still have that. Any team, you can always beat. Yeah, everyone gets lucky once in a while. But they also won the game 23-2 on Saturday. And it you go down the line and it's like, it's just, how can a team be this incompetent? But we're not talking one team. Okay. Guys, we're talking at least a half a dozen teams in each league, in the American League and National League, that they are padding the stats for the rest of these teams in the upper echelon. The Dodgers, and you're going, what? Baseball, to me, that I get they want that, right? They want more runs, but my word, Dane, at some point, that, you know, that check is going to come, that check is going to come due, man. And especially, like you said, we get to the playoffs. We looked across the board tonight, and we're going, which one of these starting pitching matchups tonight? We got a full slate of games, right? So which one of the pitching matchups would we even consider taking the under on in any way, shape, or form tonight in this line? Like, what would the pitchers have to be in order for us to wager our money on the under? Now, you mentioned game two, Cleveland.
Three eights on the board.
Okay, so what's Cleveland-Boston?
Yeah, Cleveland and Boston is an eight, okay? Eight is the total. Okay. And listen, guys, it's Sale and Clevinger on the hill. Like, these are two name-brand solid pitchers. Like, I mean, Sale, for the times he's been hit up, Joe, he still has performances of 12, 13 strikeouts, shutting people down, right? You have to bake that into the prices on Sale. And Clevinger, as we know, listen, he's part of the reason the Indians felt they could trade Bauer away, right?
Yep.
So that's about as good as you're going to get for a matchup. And the total is still eight. And Joe, you going to take the under on this matchup?
Where is the juice lie?
They're begging you to take the under, Joe. They want you to take the under. It's minus 105 for the under, minus 120 for the over. So it's going to be 8.5 pretty soon. By the end of our show, it might be 8.5. And Joe, those are two, like, that's Sale versus Clevinger. There's two other eight totals today in Major League Baseball, Joe. And I'll give you the Clevinger Sale one. Like, that one I can understand. The other two, I'm like, let's take the over now. One of them, Joe, is Rays Padres, McKay versus Lauer, total of 8. You trust those two?
No, McKay's a rookie, and Lauer's gotten shelled all year long. Absolutely.
Totals 8.
I mean, you look, look at Sale's last 5, all right? These are the amount he runs. Seattle was his last start, gave up 7. He had Oakland previous to that, right? And he only gave up 1 earned run. That was good. Then he faced Toronto, 5 earned runs. He faced the Yankees, 4 earned runs. He faced Detroit, 2 earned runs. He faced Tampa Bay, 2 earned runs. He's all over the map. Like, in order to take 8, you've got to keep your fingers crossed and go, well, hopefully we're going to get more of what he did against Oakland than we're going to get what he's done against, I don't know, Seattle, Toronto, New York, Chicago. Like, that's what we're looking at this year. Even Chris Sale has felt it, where I don't trust Sale enough to back him on an under. Even if he gives up 2 or 3 runs, which we'd consider a good outing, what is Clevenger going to give up? And how the hell do you justify betting the under?
And then when they get to the bullpens, Joe, it's a wrap.
Yeah. Exactly. And we're hoping, by the way, you're right, that they make it 7-8 innings.
Right. And that's what we've been saying. Position players are pitching, you know, these rough underbellies. I'm on In-Game Live yesterday, and at one point the Nationals were up like 3-2 on the Reds. I was ultimately wrong, but I was like, yo, time to back the Reds. They're only down by 1, and we know the Nationals' bullpen is trash. And they did come back. They scored like 4 runs in the last 2 innings. But the Nationals scored 2, so that game was, I think, 7-6, over. You know, like, you have to convince me. You have to give me really compelling rationale to take an under in Major League Baseball. You know, and then let me tell you something. On Sunday, Joe, I did. I took an under. I took the Mets Nationals under. And you know what happened? Jacob DeGrom gave up 3 unearned runs in the first inning, and it was 8.5, and the Nationals won the game effing 5-4 because they gave up 3 unearned runs. That's what happened last time I took an under riding your red-hot Mets and Jacob DeGrom on the hill during a day game where his ERA is something like 1.2. I played the under. I saw it at 8. It moved to 8.5. I was like, oh, this is my lucky day. Let me get it. And of course, 5-4 total with 3 unearned runs in the first.
That's correct. And that's the problem in Major League Baseball, is that if it's, even if you have a Jacob DeGrom on the mound, who, by the way, has been, over the last 2 years, nobody's been more profitable in the first 5 innings than a Jacob DeGrom. He has cashed ridiculous. The unders in the first 5 with Jacob DeGrom have been unbelievable moneymakers. But again, even with Jacob DeGrom, you got to worry about a throwing error here. Defenses suck. You got, a guy doink hits a opposite field home run that barely goes over in the 305 mark. Like, anything can happen. You couple the juice ball with the fact that, by the way, defenses aren't that great in the, you want to talk about the fundamentals of baseball that have also gone out the window? You know, how in the first inning, if you're Pete Alonso, are you throwing the ball into section 302 and giving up 3 unearned runs against, it doesn't pay to roll the dice with the number 3, 4, or 5 pitchers or bullpen days with teams. It does not make any sense to even entertain the under anymore.
I think I may even be, you know how you don't like me always trying to find the middle in the NBA playoff games, Joe?
Right.
Like, I mean, it may be time for me to almost like tease totals down and then hop over them. Like, tease totals down to like 6 and then bet the over. I'll lay the extra juice. It's almost a sure thing these days in Major League Baseball. You know, I wonder, like, literally, if I take, the 8 and I tease it down to 6 and then I bet the over, where the hell have the 2-1 games gone?
Yeah, you get them, but we used to get them. Like, Sunday, as a matter of fact, for the first time since 2002, Dane, we had 3 1-0 games on Sunday in Major League Baseball.
Ryan Yarbrough in fantasy. Trust me, I was watching Ryan Yarbrough.
But we had 3 on the same. It hasn't happened since 2002 where all 3 were won by the visiting team, but you had 3-1. Like, we got to go back 17 years until the last. I mean, that's what we're talking about, where 1-0 games We haven't seen it. And even then, it was during the steroid era, and I'm shocked we had it back then. But you know what? Say what you want about the steroid era. You know what the steroid era also had? Dudes who could pitch. Pitching. Right? And they were the biggest neutralizer there were. Where are the Greg Maddoxes of the world? Where are the Tommy Glavins? Where, you know, the Randy Johnsons? Listen, right. Randy Johnson threw 90. Did Randy Johnson ever pitch in a game where he got tattooed for 18 runs? Like,
I know.
Never.
Yeah, I don't know where it's coming from. And I think it's just a perfect storm, Joe. We mentioned the dilution of pitching and pitching staffs. We mentioned the ball. We mentioned, like, there is still something also to be said for them teaching the launch angle, right? Like, the coaching does is a part of it. You put it all together, and they need to extend those nettings in ballparks.
Listen, I'm going to give you a stat when we come back. Kershaw's in Miami tonight. That's an 8-run game. I'm going to tell you why you're crazy to bet the Dodgers when we come back.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Get in the game with DraftKings Sportsbook, where listeners of this network can get a risk-free bet up to $500. Here's how it works. First, create a DraftKings Sportsbook account, then make a deposit and place your first bet, and DraftKings will match it up to $500. Just go to sportsgrid.com/DK to play. That's sportsgrid.com/DK. Act quickly. This offer won't be around forever. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over, New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
All right, welcome back in here. Time to make it rain on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez. Coming up next hour, we'll take a look at the Week 2 lines. There's one game in the NFL that's getting an awful lot of love here, an awful lot of sharp money. We'll tell you what that game is coming up. But Dane and I have been talking about how unders are becoming obsolete in Major League Baseball, because even the best pitchers, you can't trust them in order to be able to get the job done, and forget about bullpens these days. But there's an interesting stat that I came across regarding the Miami Marlins here in my neck of the woods. The Dodgers tonight, Kershaw is on the mound taking on Yamamoto for the Marlins. And they're almost a $3 favorite here, Kershaw. But the interesting note here is how since 2014, teams that are traveling from the Mountain or West time zone and flying to Miami to play their next game, they are, since 2014, 3 wins, 15 losses on the money line for a 16.7% winning percentage. Now, keep in mind, they had an off day yesterday. The Dodgers team has been in Miami since Sunday night. Once they were done on the West Coast, they flew over. So they've been in Miami for the last 24 hours. And since 2014, game ones of a series where this situation has taken hold, 3-15 since 2014. So knowing that, Dane, and by the way, they've lost by an average of close to 2.5 runs a game since 2014, game one. Does that tempt you to sprinkle a little something and go against Kershaw tonight and the Dodgers?
Yes, it tempts me. Absolutely. You know, we say with these teams, the Orioles, the Marlins, the Tigers, the Mariners, you have to pick your spots, right? You have to pick your spots for these good plus numbers, right? And you're giving me a trend that's over time that I also can understand the rationale or narrative behind it. Listen, I fly across time zones. I understand jet lag. I want to party in South Beach. I understand that could make me tired the next day. So I put it all together and you have the data to back it up. And I see them sitting at plus 245, 250. Do I think they're going to win? No. But is it worth it maybe at plus 245? Sure, I'll sprinkle some shekels on that. Joe, you trust that over at 8 in this game?
I do. I honestly do, because I don't think Kershaw is going to be. Listen, Kershaw gives up 3 or 4 runs. Next thing you know,
yeah.
Give me Miami and give me the over tonight. Give me the over.
Sure.
Ridiculous. Sure. Hour 2 next. Make it rain.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling Yuzu Mango IQ Mix Hydration Mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition. Great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.